Is it wide enough if we do it from the phone?
It's live.
Oh, we're live.
Well, okay. We're live. Well, we're live. Hello, everyone.
Hello there.
In case you can't see, we have a special guest today. Welcome to Sweet Love, where we talk all things life, love, and wellness. My name is Mercy.
You gotta angle them shoulders.
And I'm Tavai. And we have some special guests. We appreciate them. They are our brothers in the cause. We have the Ignorant Thinkers podcast. We have Dennis and Time with Sean. They are with us tonight. And we are filming. We are really, really excited. Anytime we have guests, we're very excited. It is hot as a slave boat in here, but we're trying. But we are talking tonight about See You Next Lifetime. And we are talking about soulmates and soul ties, and we are not going to wait because we've made you wait an additional 37 minutes because we had lighting and sound issues.
And traffic.
So thumbs up if you can hear us, if everything is good, because we do have the air on, so let us know if that's a background noise that you hear. But if not, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get into it. Have you ever had a soul tie? And in what context? That is kind of like our poll question. So that's what we're getting into right now. Have you ever had a soul tie? And in what context did it come in? Yeah.
And what does that mean to you? I feel like, you know, that's something that you hear spiritually.
In the church.
Right? About soul ties. But if you've ever heard of soul ties, you believe in soul ties, what does that look like? What does that mean to you?
The guys are really busy in the background making sure that their people can see and hear what we got going on. So while they are doing their thing, answer the question, have you ever had a soul tie and in what context?
Have you ever?
Me?
That'd be you.
Oh. Me?
That'd be you.
Oh.
Say it again.
Yes, I believe that I may have in a past life, this life, done that. I think mine came in the context of trauma bonding. And that's a whole nother subject, a whole nother situation, but I definitely think that I have. I think it happened in a situation where you meet somebody and you just have so many of the same things that's happened in your lifetime or in your situation, and not all of those things have been good and not all those things have been positive, you know. And it was a soul tie that was derived in trauma bombing, which another show, another time, but yeah.
So that's how y'all connected through y'all bad times.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Bonding through bad experiences.
Soul ties.
Soul ties.
Mm.
So was it a good relationship?
It might not have been a relationship at all. It might have been friendship. We'll get into that too, because I don't think all these situations end up in relationships. Okay. They can end up in friendships or just moments.
Are they soul ties? And if you're watching, you can comment. Do you feel like that when you have, if you believe in soul ties, do you feel like that when you have a soul tie, it is a romantic relationship? Can you have a soul tie with someone who you're just friends with? And the reason why, at first, I was on the fence about it, but I'm going to say yes, it can be friendships, because the first thing that comes to my mind is, like, the work husband or the work wife, right? Yeah, we talked about that, but I'm thinking about how I am relaying all of this information.
No.
To.
No.
This is what happens when y'all go live, folks.
Later tonight. Thank you.
I'm thinking about all the information that I'm relaying to my work husband, you know, that I might not be relaying to my real husband. So, is that a soul tie?
I think it can happen in platonic friendships, though. I think you can meet somebody who is either at the job with you or in a situation that has constant contact, and you bond based on those experiences, good or bad. And the bad is where it may be the trauma bonding. So I don't think it has to necessarily be romantic or sexual or anything like that. I think it can be platonic friendships too, where you just kind of mesh with a person, you know what I mean? Like, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're meshing on all of the good qualities or positive qualities that you have or they have. You're kind of meshing on bullshit.
I don't believe in a wholesome time.
Okay.
So it's like, I just believe that you care about a person just that much that you're willing to go through this much with them. Or you just don't want to let them go because you care about them, or they have a quality that you just, that's irresistible to you. I don't feel like this is soul tie. I feel like that's something that's taught. It's something that's like really meant to be. Somebody had to tell you what a soul tie was for you to be like, oh, this is a soul tie.
I feel like that it could, but somebody has to teach you what everything is before you know what it is. So, but I believe in soul ties. And I have experienced a soul tie that I would say, I would define my soul tie. First of all, this is just me, personal. The soul tie I'm talking about, we were intimate, we were having sex, right?
Oh, shit.
Before she was married, let's put that out there. Yes. There is a Mr. White,
yes.
Who's heavily present.
And just being real, just coming from where I'm coming from, that, you know, the female body, we let men in.
Yes, y'all do.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we let you in. Penetration is more than just physical. It can also be mental. Right? So, it could be times where you like, I'm down for the get down. It's just about sex. And then it's time where there are feelings involved and you're letting someone in physically as well as mentally. You know what I mean? And I had someone who, you know, would physically and mentally stimulate you.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're here. Created a soul tie to the point where, like, to let go was difficult. Was horrible. Homegirls, your people's telling you like it ain't worth it, it ain't good.
Right, because the best sex you ever had is never worth it. It's not. You're never with the best sex you ever had.
I'm with the best sex I ever had.
That's a good answer.
I didn't know. Wait,
that's a good answer. No, that's a good answer. After you just explained that whole soul tie shit. But that's a good answer. All I'm going to say is, check it. Good answer.
I wasn't a virgin when I got married. I mean,
Yeah, but
the best sex I've ever
when
had.
When we talked about soul ties, that guy you didn't mention.
I have a soul tie with my husband.
What is his name? The sweaters? Something? The sweaters?
Pink sweaters.
Yeah,
that's my husband.
I have a soul tie. Right. Yes. With the sweaters.
Yes.
With
the
sweaters.
Don't come with me, Dennis. I have a soul tie with my husband.
You have a new soul tie now.
I know.
But the one you mentioned before was better than the one you have now.
No.
But I can't say that to you.
No. Miss Sweaters. No, clarify, Mrs. Sweaters.
I'm talking about my first.
Yeah, no.
I'm talking about my first.
That was your first?
No.
Sweaters?
No.
No, not sweaters.
I'm talking about the guy.
The soul tie.
Yeah, my first.
That was, and you, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the first one is a little hard to
make. That is a different,
you don't believe us.
What? I feel like the first is a whole, that is a whole different category.
My first love. I'm talking about my first love.
Is a whole different category of soul ties.
Oh, I thought you was the mom.
Yeah, let's go. Mrs. Sweaters for the win.
Yeah, she said my first. Yeah. I'm like,
you did.
So I'm thinking, you know.
No, I'm gonna need you.
Y'all gave me that drink earlier. Yeah, you know, way, all right?
He jumping off the starting block before the whistle.
So for me, a soul tie is intimacy and a connection, and you guys see us refilling cups.
It's about to be epic.
Here you go.
Let me stop.
For me, it is an intimate connection, and it does not have to just be sexual. But it is somebody who gets me, and I feel like I'm not someone that everybody gets. And so if you get me and we can have a conversation and have lived experiences together, and you're somebody that I confide in and I can trust. That means a lot to me, because that's not something that I do with everybody and anybody. And
soul ties aren't bad.
They're so not necessary.
Let me just say that. I don't want it to have like a negative connotation. Soul ties are bad. That's somebody you are connected to, that you're in a relationship with.
A bull there.
Nah. She's a what?
A bull there.
I don't know what that means.
A Taurus is a bull there. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Every tourist I say that to, they understand, but then, you know, some people be like, what?
I don't know what that means.
It's a bull guy.
Listen, one of my best experiences that I've ever had with a person, I was out of the country, and we were listening to a J. Cole album, and we were able to vibe and laugh and have fun.
Which album?
No sexual, no nothing, but it was a vibe. It was a moment. And that level of intimacy, to be able to have that, is phenomenal. And you can't beat that. Yes, that person I've known for a significant period of my life. Yes.
That's cool. What album was it?
It was not this last one, but the second one. The second one last one.
Okay. Like KOB?
Yeah.
This is what you call for? Yeah. I thought it was that Forest Hill or something.
I think Forest Hill might be like. It wasn't the Forest Hill and it wasn't KOB. It was the one in between. When he was talking about doing laundry. Yeah. Y'all ain't listening to J. Cole. He was doing laundry. He was doing laundry.
Person I heard about doing laundry was R. Kelly.
No. Anyway, you guys have answered. You've put us on the hot spot. Dennis, we haven't heard from you sometimes.
I don't think I've had a soul tie.
You've never had anybody that you like connected to, and it was like,
can't live without. And
never mind, I'll take it back. I didn't have a soul tie. Right. I said,
you had to speak to the coach.
Yeah, I had to speak to you. Sometimes. Speak to my agent. My agent had to let me know. I did have a soul tie, yes. And it was so deep, I was willing to jeopardize a part of my livelihood.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, I just have to think about it. God, man. I'm getting old. I'm sorry.
No worries. No judgment.
Yeah. A lot of snow in the roof. Don't worry about it.
No worries. Have you been... Okay, so here's a complicated question. Have you had a soul tie and been in a relationship? And that soul tie challenged their relationship?
How did it challenge the relationship?
They needed something from you.
Like what?
Financial, you, your presence, time. Enough that it would.
You
whatever it was, it would have challenged the relationship.
Yeah, I said that. I said I almost jumped out of my livelihood.
Oh, but your livelihood is usually your job, not your relationship.
No, we ain't talking about no job. Ain't no livelihood. They fired. I'm talking about my I've been fired. I know when a firing is coming. I can smell it.
Yeah.
Before the first write-up. I'm serious. Before the first write-up. I know when they walk in the door the way they look at me. But if they don't say good morning, that's it. Mm. Our relationship is done. You can't say good morning. I know it's done.
I
ain't sleep with you last night. I already looked for another one.
Shout out to all of those who are joining. Welcome to Sweet Love. Thank you for tuning in.
Now, have you made it to the point that it's jeopardized
anything? Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, I haven't had it to the point where it jeopardized anything. Yes, I did. Ooh.
See,
you
gotta think about it. See, I had to
get my husband. So now I'm talking about my husband. My husband was like always there in the tub, like, how you doing? How's your day? What's going on? We used to hang out at this little spot. He used to always be like, I'm gonna walk you home, or, you know, text me when you get home, you know, you all right. That motherfucker was building a bridge. I'm in a relationship. Okay? That soul tie ended that relationship. I ended up with my husband. That is the best sex I ever had. And then I got married.
So for clarification, was Sweaters a side joint?
Sweaters at first was a side joint.
Sweaters.
Yeah. Yeah, because we didn't like, you know.
So is it safe
solidify
to say
until
so is it safe to say
that
the side joints?
To that
is it safe to say the side Jones are taking over?
Not at all. No. We've had that conversation. Are the hoes winning?
I wish I was on that show. Because hoes are winning. I wish I was on that show. And this is the reason why. The side joint comes and takes over. It's just like Tyler Perry said, 80-20 rule.
But see,
you got 80% of the crib, but that 20 look real good.
But see, this is what we're talking about. It's not that don't happen, because that does happen. When we talked on our show about side joints winning, we're talking about those who are okay with just being side joints, not side joint the main chick.
Awesome.
So I'm okay
trying to cross.
Yeah, they like I'm really
the
side joint.
The ones that want to just be
you can hold a cup of water.
And the crazy thing is, some people are so miserable at home, it don't take a lot for you to have fun with your side joint. And it don't take a lot for you to have a soul tie with that side joint. That messes up your household.
True story.
But wait.
True story. I had a side joint, and she actually told my man, and she was my cousin. She played a fucking role. And then she wound up having a kid, and then took my baby in front of me. That's how it happened.
That is a Marvin story. But what you said about the finding the happiness in the side joint or finding the happiness in the soulmate, I totally believe that happens. But for the person who is looking for that, why do you stay? Why do you stay in a relationship that you are absolutely positively miserable in? That you have to seek outside individuals to be happy.
Because
why? Unless y'all share a mortgage.
That's probably one. The other one's probably the kids.
Yes.
The third one is probably that they're homeless sexual. Keyword is homeless sexual. To make sure you got all that together.
Okay, so break that down.
That means they ain't got no way to live.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So they're having sex. For their
home,
for their board,
for their shelter,
for
their
shelter.
Yep, they are paying their rent through sex.
Through sex.
I get it.
I just think certain people get bored, but it's like this person gives me everything I need, but some shit I want is outside.
Really, they
don't. So it's like I want to satisfy my wants, but I want to still keep my
needs. I challenged it.
That sounds like being greedy, though.
That is greedy.
Yes. I challenged that because if they're giving you everything that you need, shouldn't you be able to communicate to that person what's going on, that you need a little bit more than what they're offering?
You should be able to talk to them and say, but if they don't know how to do wild sex, that's a different conversation.
But at least if you
that's
gave,
how you got to the house.
But at least if you gave me an opportunity to,
but they're not always a visa.
But
you need them.
But my thing is
that they won't stop you and get a visa take afterwards. What is it?
But my thing is, if you let me know.
It's exactly the same.
No, it's not the same.
Don't try to change it up. No, we're talking about what's in needs.
It's not. Yeah.
That's it. Don't put nothing else on it but what's in needs. That's all we're talking about.
Okay.
You need vegetables, right?
I think mine was a better situation.
You don't need vegetables?
Regular
you need
sex.
Something healthy. Because
you know, when you're in a relationship for a long time, regular sex becomes the norm.
It's like brushing your teeth.
It becomes the norm, so then you get bored. And then you go outside the relationship. And some girl then fucked the leather off your jacket. You know what I'm saying?
But for them, that's just sex. We don't care. We ain't ready to call
you. No, it's not. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
Stop.
I have been caught up. So just remind me.
Okay.
I have been caught up. So
you have.
And my question is, in the midst of you dealing with this person who has done the abominable, can she do the regular?
No.
And usually they cannot.
No.
And what can you live with for the long term?
The 80%.
The
80.
The 80. All day. We know that
already, though.
That's why
I'm saying.
Wait, no. But you can get the 80 to try to do, to adapt to the additional. You cannot get the extraordinary to do the ordinary thing. I promise you, you can't. Bitches that can't clean ain't gonna learn how to clean overnight. I promise you.
But in our case, we don't want them to do that because we got it at home already.
Are you fucking me?
We don't want the extra to do that. You just do it. At some point,
if you're being greedy, you don't need one to do the other.
Yes.
But if you want your 80 to be 100,
yes,
then you need to explain to her, listen. We need to have wild sex.
Yes.
Start watching these tapes. Let's start practicing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I need you to, you know, do things.
Whose mouth don't get fed?
And I need your mouth always open.
And so, if you don't tell me what it is that you need and what's going on, how do you expect me to respond? If you immediately go to somebody else to feed that, mm-hmm. that's a problem.
It's a decision at the end of the day.
It is.
It's a choice at the end of the day.
And if we have a valid friendship and relationship, you should be able to come to me and say, listen, that shit right there is whack. I need you to take a
dash.
So, I need you to take a
I need you to come to bed without your scarf.
Okay, I need no bonnet. No bonnet.
But what if his ass split?
What do you mean?
Like, what if it's, listen.
Listen, you gotta bring that to the table.
You can't say
that I don't like it and I'm not gonna do it if you don't ask me.
Number one. And you gotta know what you're doing.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You gotta know what you're doing. You can't say this is what I wanna do and then you going at it. Convince me why this is the move that I should allow and make. because right now you're not selling it to me.
It's not a good enough move that daddy just wanted?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. So everything else been going right in our relationship, and I told y'all I wasn't man to play, and you was just gonna say no.
Correct.
This is the reason why.
It ain't going
not right. At all.
Those are winning. This
are
is
you
it.
Serious? If you yes. are going to deal with a John, just allow you to slot. You need yes, to ask her. You need to ask her several more questions. How many people did you let them do that?
We ain't worried about
when
that.
When is the last time you've been tested?
You can't say that for somebody who likes anal.
No.
Right.
First night. How many people you let
this the first night.
First
now,
night.
No, this. No, I will
no,
say
first
this.
Night.
No, I will say this. I went to school.
On the first night?
I went to school with a lot of white girls. White girls in my school
They don't count.
They felt like, and some other nationalities felt like, that if they did anal,
they were still a virgin.
Right.
So they would keep doing anal.
And there are some other nationalities.
No, they just
white girls in the first place sucking dick. They're different.
I don't believe that, but everyone,
they're different.
So, but it's not just white girls that do it.
It's other cultures.
We have somebody
that was on our show that said that they didn't want to get their young broken. She said that she was doing anal early.
Yeah.
She has a 3-day preparation for it.
No.
Did you miss the show? I was on time to shine. Is that not true?
No.
You said
that? No, I ain't got to do no shit like that. Look, bro. No. She said it.
Not behind.
Listen. We got some comments.
But I would have to disagree. I feel like
what
I'm
probably
gonna look,
something y'all talking about during the first date. Anal's not right.
Fuck, well, it's not something that I'm talking about at the first date.
We looking gorgeous.
What?
We got a comment that says, what? Y'all looking gorgeous. Not daddy. We got some comments. Shout out to everyone watching.
This ain't not daddy.
That's what Elise said, not daddy.
Daddy said he wants an asshole.
Sometimes.
This is totally off subject.
I feel like.
Look,
you got right up. You're not doing what you need to do in order for you want that. I'm sorry.
What do we got to do?
You're not doing what you need to do.
But you'll let him.
I'm just saying, what do you got to do?
Is the ass play just out, or you'll let him eat your ass?
The juice is loose.
Okay, can you explain for the audience what the juice is loose is?
The juice is loose is I will give you a question with two answers. Either you answer it or you have to drink.
Okay. Easy. Okay.
All right.
Go.
I gotta go right now?
Two questions. Go. You're not ready.
Let's go.
This is shit that I'm talking about, and then niggas wondering why we don't want certain things. They're not ready. I like this sound.
Okay, let me ask. This one's for you, Vaz.
Okay.
Most deaf or heavy dick?
Most deaf.
I love that nigga.
And it is his conversation, and it just seems like you know him. And I can't say that experience wouldn't be had with Heavy D if he had not died. You know, rest in peace, Heavy D. And I did not get paid in any form or facet by anybody else. But Luminary Podcast, he is on there with Dave Chappelle and Talib Kweli, and I believe it's Sala. And just to listen to the conversations that they have on there, it sounds as if it's conversations that you're on with your friends. And so it's the way that they speak to you and the way that he speaks, and it makes you feel like you know him and like you can, like you have that relationship. Yeah, I love that nigga. He's a little nigga. I don't know if he can handle all of me, but I do. There's something about most stuff that I would for $100.
Anyway, the next one. Here's the next one. Wild sex or makeup sex?
Makeup.
Usually wild sex is makeup sex. Makeup sex usually is.
You ain't answer, son.
Makeup.
You might be drinking.
Makeup, because I got something to prove. I got something to prove.
That's why I'm saying, that's why drinking. Really, makeup sex is wild.
Because I got something to prove.
Yeah.
What she got to prove? She ain't doing no name.
It's like makeup. It's like makeup, or it's like,
y'all ain't watching right. Come on.
I got something to prove there. Like, I got to make sure I can hit it again. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with wild sex.
Oh, ain't nobody drinking.
I'm tired of that.
Music. I'm gonna have to just drink.
I want to go with wild sex.
I like them both.
I feel like they're
levels.
Yeah.
There is levels.
But I feel like they're about the same. Because when it's makeup sex,
ooh,
yeah.
All right,
that shit can be really passionate, too. That shit can be really passionate.
Yeah, Yeah. You reliving a moment? You okay?
He definitely did.
He said,
I got another one for you.
But
you've
been are. You're going to be tagged, literally. It's going to be tagged.
I got a.
Indeed.
I got another one for y'all. Now, this one is. Having sex,
damn,
oh,
the drink.
It's
the drink.
My fault. All right, my fault. I did fuck that up. It was.
Wait, why you piecing yourself together? Let's get to the comments.
I don't know what I was going to say.
All right, somebody said, would you eat his ass?
For the person that asked that question, as a man, what position can you be in
and feel manly doing
and it? Still feel manly, yeah, while that's happening to you? Because any image that I can imagine, you're feeling like a bitch.
I wish you could. Wait, so the live is a little delayed, right? So I can see the face that I made after I read it. All right, next comment says, makeup sex, because it adds scratches and kissing and choking. Yeah, and he's been most deaf, definitely. All right,
we ready?
Yep.
All right. Having born sex with your soulmate or whatever they're supposed to be, all right? Or having amazing sex with somebody that can't do shit for you.
Wait, so we have to choose which
one? Yeah, you gotta choose one, or you drinking.
Or you good.
You can say neither.
That's a good question.
They're still drinking.
That's a good question.
All right, did she just start drinking? Yo! Hey! Yo!
Let me tell you something. Not everybody is going to add value to your life. They can give you a moment.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You're not.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to take the amazing sex.
Listen,
fuck it. It's a moment. I'm going to take my moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink too, though, because that's some bullshit.
I mean, you got everything else from the other person. Mm-hmm. Everything else is there, but the sex is gone.
No.
I'm going to cheat.
Yeah.
If the sex is boring, sure, we're not going to be in a relationship.
At least we'll get my dick on the side.
I feel like with the
person. So you can have everything else but bad sex and make you cheat?
I've been in that situation. I had somebody who was a sweetheart, came, like, had bread, you know what I mean? Good dude, faithful, and we dated. We dated, and everything was good. It was good on paper. He actually ended up, like, he's a doctor.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
And right, like, now?
Yeah. That's and I just, I
Doctor, do dirty.
I couldn't do it because sex is important. Sex is very important in a relationship.
Wow, is it really that important?
Yes, yes, it is. Which is great.
I was asking.
We disagree on that point.
So you won't be with a raggedy motherfucker with great sex?
Yes.
No, I'm asking.
I can upgrade.
Be with an upgraded motherfucker that's got bad sex?
Yes.
Listen, I
believe you can fix that coochie at my level at least. If we can see eye to eye. I believe I can fix bad coochie.
No, you can't.
I believe I can fix
bad coochie. No, you can't teach somebody to do what you like to do. And that's enough. You can't.
I don't need you to be a porn hub.
I just need you to be able to take care of me. And if I can teach you to be able to take care of me, we good.
So the sex can be bad.
But I can teach you. Okay.
There are some people that you can't teach, though.
No, if I can't teach you, that's a whole... No, you're cut off. If I can teach you, and you are teachable, and there is improvement... Yes.
You gotta be teachable.
So if I can teach you, and you are teachable, then yes. I am in it for the fight.
Temporary teachable.
But if you're not, then it's a different situation. But if you are teachable... And I see improvement. You are getting your gold stars. We are going somewhere.
So we got a comment that says boring sex.
Who said boring sex?
Then we got I'd rather soulmates. Yes, you can. And
yes, you can fix bad coochies.
I know you can.
What do you mean?
I like that. That's how you run the motherfucking commercial.
Tobias Beck.
That's how you run a motherfucker. Get him, Sadie's. That's how you run a goddamn. That's how we go on the show. That's how what you run a goddamn commercial.
Let me tell you something. My team is the best, okay? We are the best. And so we've been talking a whole lot about soul ties, and we're going to get into
and ain't no play,
which is way too much for me. We are going to
get... Yeah, juice is loose.
Yeah.
That was my last one.
Yes, we're going to get into levels to the soul tie. Condom, raw, red light.
I've done them all.
Oh, God.
And the red... I think if you get the red light, you got to be special.
No.
This is TLC talk. They're talking about the red light special. You can hear it. Listen to the song.
For those of you who are watching,
is that what TLC was talking about? Yes. Are they talking about running a red light or having a red light on? Because there's such thing in, where is that? Is that Amsterdam where they have like the red light
district? The red light district.
And wherever there are red lights, it's like a bad house,
it's a go.
Brothel,
it's a go.
Orgies,
it's a go.
If, when you it's walk nasty. In the door,
it's a go.
What is
it's
go.
Nasty. Y'all gonna stop. Like, y'all don't know the name. Somebody, you know what? I'm gonna do karaoke night, I'm gonna play the whole song so y'all can know what I'm
you
talking
can.
About.
You can.
I'm gonna do it. Because obviously, y'all don't remember what T-Bob was saying. That's the problem.
I remember what she was saying in her alto.
That's the problem. They talking about that red light. Yeah. You talking about that thing to come by once a month. Some people get it for 3 days. I know some girls get it for 2 days.
What?
Some people get it 7 days.
Who are those?
And then some girls that don't like to get it 28 days.
They're fucking
unicorns,
okay?
Yeah, turkey dogs.
Wow.
But anyway.
3 days? What's wrong with 3 days? Well, hold on, I'm going to pause. You're gonna sit there and keep laughing at me. It's a penny smell.
It is rust.
She's talking about copper. But
it's meh. It's nasty. But it feels great.
I feel like we're done talking about soul ties.
At the end of the day, you know what the bad part is? You better hurry up and shower after.
Oh, hell. Hold on, wait.
And that's why it's called crime scene sex.
Okay, so we got a couple comments. Somebody said bloody murder dagger dick. Okay, I don't know what that means.
That's what it looks like.
Crime scene sex. Is that a woman that said that?
No.
That's a dude?
Yeah. Somebody said no crime scene sex for me.
Yeah.
Somebody said you got no action while on the rag.
They call it rag? Okay.
Yeah, yep. I feel like it is not something that you do with everybody, and I do feel like because it is a selective situation, it could develop red a soul cup. Tie.
Red cup, red.
However, I still don't feel like that.
I don't prefer it, no.
No, I don't prefer it. Nah. It's not the situation.
Sometimes you get that monkey.
It is like a last choice option for me. Not at all.
It get like that sometimes.
What you mean?
It gets like this.
It ain't a hit play, nothing in the hit and roll.
I don't come from here, so I need to fill the box every year.
Y'all niggas ain't getting hit from the right person.
I'll be like this.
Moving into them soulmates.
Yeah.
Leaving them soul ties alone.
So we're gonna get off the rag.
We're getting into them soulmates.
Wait a minute, we skipped two.
Absolutely.
We can't talk about the condom.
Oh yeah, I ain't seen the condoms in sex ed. But we can't talk about the condom that much. I mean, I just went back two condoms after this end of the marriage.
Whoa. I feel like condoms serve their purpose. I'm not saying that you can't develop a soul tie with that person, because I don't feel like a soul tie is tied to just sexual intimacy. It can be tied to other levels of intimacy. So yes, there is a possibility of forming that. I feel like raw sex and other forms and other areas make you more vulnerable.
So at what point is raw allowed?
When I tell you to take the condom off?
And when I'm comfortable and confident in you. Because some niggas is reckless.
Yeah, we was raw first night. I'm not gonna say my raw dog first night. Don't give a fuck. If you sick and you got some shit, I'm coming right to you. We sick folks.
I'm gonna tell you like this. You got me. You ain't pulling out no goddamn what they call it? The dam.
The dental dam.
You ain't pulling out no dental dam.
First of all, women don't use dental dam.
So at the end of the day, if you not pulling out the dental dam when I'm eating that pussy,
I'm
pulling
out the dental dam when I'm pulling the
stick out. I don't care.
You can eat the box, and I never give you use dental dam, and never do a fuck thing with you.
What? Wait, I'm lost. Wait, hold up. Say that again.
You just be doing me.
I do nothing with you.
Eat your box and not get none?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There are motherfuckers that are okay with that, though.
Absolutely.
Who will say?
I'm talking about like, that's a boyfriend. I ain't talking about
no boyfriend.
You gotta get to that.
No, I'm talking about a boyfriend.
No, they're
that's what you call them.
Sometimes you just want a nut.
That's what you call them, stranger.
Sometimes you just want a nut.
But I'm talking about a boyfriend.
I'm talking about a soul tie. Men do that shit. It was that good. You can give me some dick. But at the end of the day, if you get caught out there, the nigga, look,
you just got caught out there. You tasted some good.
You cannot go back to your car, drive home with the sad face. That's your problem.
He's saying what he's saying.
So you eat that coochie, come up like a glazed donut, right? Mm-hmm. And then she like, oh, all right.
Yes. Yeah. You never done
that. And y'all in the soul tie?
You never done that in a relationship?
Hell no.
You've never done that?
Hell no. You gotta take care of the other person. Not a relationship.
Okay, wait. Please, ladies, don't hate me. The key to getting at a female is being able to do that and walk away. A nigga that is able to do that and walk away wins.
That's right.
Every fucking time.
I'm losing every fucking time. I want to see you do it again, but this time, I'm gonna fight this. He takes his win
and what he can make you do.
That's the win right there. Let me tell you this right here. Let me tell you what she just said is straight up buttery bullshit. That is buttery bullshit. Ain't no way in hell.
I just wanted to come over here.
So shit ain't work out, right?
I did stop paying.
The definition of buttering bullshit ain't. Yeah. Thank you.
Huh?
But I'm not gonna say it didn't happen
to y'all. It happened, but there's no win there. Yeah.
Sorry if it's hard to hear us. It's because we're all talking at the same time.
I'm sorry, but there's no win in that situation.
What do you mean?
There isn't. There's no win for the female. I'm happy for her.
Listen, let me tell you something. That is why the cat daddies and the sugar daddies be winning.
Right, and that's why they ain't got no girl.
They think it's rarely worked though. That's why they ain't got no girl. Because that's why they got no girl. Let me tell you something. That's why they full of pocket, full of motherfucking money. I wouldn't just let you give me some hair to leave. That's bullshit. Right. Y'all niggas, motherfucker lies. That's some bullshit. No, I'm not. I ain't lying. I like the fuck to leave, but I'm lying. All right. Slowly die. I like to fuck. Like, no, it's like, what? You just want to suck my dick like that? Come here. Y'all talking about soul ties. Them soul snatches? Child, that's like Mortal Kombat. Get over here. That's like Mortal Kombat.
So, in regards to that, transitioning over with soulmates, do you only have one?
No. In your lifetime?
In your lifetime.
Since we talk about
soul
the next lifetime.
Soulmates, no. Do you only have one?
No.
And why do you say no?
I said we had a soul tie, but a soulmate.
Why do you say no?
Well, what I thought was a soulmate wasn't a soulmate.
Okay. So
see, I was hoodwinked and
bamboozled.
There you go. Preach on it to me.
I also feel like though, like I feel like honestly, I'm so linked to my mother. I feel like I'm so linked to my parents. It's like real talk. Like anytime I feel like you can feel another person's pain. You have to be some type of link to them. You know what I mean? I can feel my mother's pain. I can feel my father's pain. I know where they come from. My grandmother. It's just like so I say, it's kind of hard to believe in soulmates sometimes for me, but it's like, in that definition of it, then, yeah, I feel like other entities can be soulmates. Like, I don't function right if I don't talk to Dennis at least once a week. It's kind of feel like we're solely intertwined, and we've never been romantic. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like...
The most romantic thing we ever did was drink motherfucking what's the name of that shit? And we fell asleep on the porch.
Oh, mm-hmm. And that 211.
211.
Never
fucking
that again.
Never
again. I was
still
reserved. Yeah, still reserved. Oh, somebody know about that. You answer that too?
You cooking crabs with it.
with it.
So
that person then that I felt like was my soulmate, me currently now, is definitely not my soulmate. I feel like my husband is my soulmate. That's just me speaking, because that motherfucker has seen me on every type of level and never went anywhere. And in case you don't know, I'm a little bit crazy. Just a little bit. He stuck it out. But I mean, you know, and then when you get into like just me being married, and when you're married to someone, you still are growing and changing as a person. You have people who don't stay married because you don't grow and change together. You know what I mean? And this is just me being real. We are at the stage right now where we are both growing and changing, and it is work to stay together to grow and change. Like, this is what I want to do now. This is where I'm at. This is where I want us to be. Do your views and your goals, are they the same? Because you're two individual people who've come together, and it doesn't always work that way.
I feel like communication is the game changer in every one of those situationships. Like, if you can't communicate about your growth, about your change, about your need, you are destined to fail. Period. So if you are in a marriage and you need something, or you're growing in one direction and your partner doesn't see that, it is destined to fail. Like, communication is absolutely positive.
Yeah, but y'all real silent in the background. So tying back to what they were talking about earlier, if you are in a relationship and you need something extra in the bedroom,
the
closed mouth don't get fed, open your mouth and say it.
Hands on the table, on the floor, whatever y'all need. Yoga, Pilates.
I mean, sometimes you might just want to come home and tell your girl grab her hands.
Listen,
and you can do that.
I'm not gonna talk about nobody else, but I'm gonna say this shit like Chris Rock said. In the beginning, they say shit to you, and they be like, "I can't wait till you get home so I can give you some head."
But soon,
and then they be like, later on, they be like, "I can't wait till you get home so you can see these drapes." But damn, I know drapes.
But so do y'all. In the beginning, the end goal is, how can we get to busting this nut? It's the angle for both parties in the beginning.
Yes,
it is.
So what's your angle? What's your angle?
No, because in the beginning it's like the good morning, beautiful text. How was your day?
Let me tell you something. You can like say, like, let's just say, you know, you got your work husband, and he going a little bit too far. So now he's texting you, "Good morning, beautiful," and you in a relationship. He's texting you that because he's leaning up to give you some dick. That's exactly what it is.
Definitely a setup.
He needs to be the first thing when your mind
wakes
up. If
my work husband is texting me good morning, beautiful, and I'm not even at work, then it's a problem. Then that's a red flag to me that you have now developed romantic feelings.
Let me tell you, any motherfucker that is texting me before I have clocked in has developed. relationship with me.
Right. If he's saying to you while you're at work, then that's a different story.
No, but they're not even,
just my work husband. Any motherfucker that has decided to do that before I have clocked in 7:30 and earlier, there is a problem.
Yeah,
there's a whole problem.
Why there's a problem?
Yeah.
Are you trying to find out how he can get to?
Excuse
me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying.
But when you say
work husband, we talking about somebody who's like,
you don't
plan on giving the business.
Yeah, you do. If you're someone,
I never plan on giving any of my work husbands the business.
Good answer.
Good
answer.
No.
You don't call me husband if I don't do husband
You take care of all of my morning.
You bring all my coffee.
You go, you go get lunch.
I bring the car around. I answer some of the maintenance calls, because this is what I did for my worker. I answer some of the maintenance calls for you. I figured out what I can do to make your job a little bit easier. Yes, I did. No, for my work husband, I made his job easier.
I'll go get lunch. You give me your card.
Mm-hmm. I will go bring the car around the front. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I go get lunch. You give me your card. I go get lunch.
Yes. Work no.
Might ease my job.
Right. What if you rub out with that nice booty or something?
There's no time for that.
Nope, not at all.
And now you're no longer my work husband.
And now you're not beat up with that. Now?
No.
Now you're not what I'm working with as you rub out with that booty.
No. That's why they are a work husband and not a real husband.
Usually they are married as well.
Yeah, usually work husbands are in a relationship already.
Oh, yeah.
So and that, you have confided in each other about your
that's what it is. So y'all have met each other's spouses when y'all went to the,
work party. You shouldn't have a work husband who comes and says, you shouldn't have a work husband. Besides.
Besides sweaters?
You should only have one.
I agree with that. I'd be very upset.
This is my work husband. And I would never introduce somebody. I would never introduce my husband to be like, this is my work husband.
Right.
If he introduced to somebody to be like, this is my work wife. But let me tell you.
But
I know people who have.
You shouldn't be doing it.
I know people who have, and they don't. It doesn't bother them.
That's probably because they did a threesome together.
Moving forward.
Well, y'all be quick to move forward and drink. I noticed that. As soon as you say something crazy, God, move forward. Then it's some crazy shit.
We're over time.
Yes.
Y'all plug. Plug ignorant thinkers.
I can't. Y'all are too funny.
It's been a while since I've been a friend of the camera, but I like it.
You gotta say something.
Mm-hmm. Right now?
Yeah, they asked you to say something.
Yeah, plug. Tell people who you are, where they can find you.
Oh, you need some more alcohol?
What time is it?
It's 9:40. You got time, but we're doing a commercial.
No, we wrapping up the show.
Oh, we wrapping up.
Tell people.
Commercial.
I'm trying to get it, but time will shine. I am trying. Huh?
At what time?
Damn.
What day?
Say it again, Bob.
When? What time?
All right.
We'll shine. Say it again, Bob.
It was Thursdays.
It's what's the Saturday?
At 10 p.m.
10:30.
Oh, Saturdays.
At
10:30.
But not this Saturday.
Oh, not this Saturday. Okay.
Listen.
Not this Saturday. Next Saturday.
Because the last time this shit happened, Sweet Love owed me a show now.
Oh, shit, no.
Because I'm here.
Never that.
Right? So the first show we come back, we want Sweet Love to come in too. So when we come back, it's going to be Time Will Shine.
What date is that?
Featuring Sweet Love next Saturday.
What date is that?
Mm-mm. Not good for me. I have a full
She got a point.
It's going to be virtual. For her.
It's cool.
No, it'll be a virtual show.
It'll be virtual for everybody.
Okay, all right.
You're not going to be able to do virtual? Say something,
Satan. Within the next two Saturdays, Time Will Shine is coming back with Sweet Love.
Okay.
That's a promise. That's my word.
Oh, shit.
I got to figure out which Saturday is going to be good for Sadie's.
Thank you.
But once we figure out which Saturday is good for Sadie's, Time Will Shine will be back with Sweet Love, and we're going to be holding an exclusive interview with Survivor Series.
Production.
Our
production. Did you take that down? Because that leads into what month?
August. The greatest
month
of the year.
Because we're going away to celebrate production's birthday.
Let me break this down. down. There's only one holiday in August.
Right? Yeah,
No. August 12th, motherfucker.
No, August 7th is production birthday. Shout out to
she
the.
Knows.
We will be international.
She knows she's known me.
Nah.
I told her, I said, it's only one holiday in August.
Fuck that shit. Yeah. Fuck that shit. Anybody listening, August 7th is the best day of the world.
And what? You should have
worked that way. Our production Elise's birthday. Shout out to her and all the sunshine that she brings in organization that she
and
brings
to us. And her birthday is a very beautiful day.
It is.
But it's not a holiday in August.
It's the 24th, so y'all know ahead of time. It's the
24th. What's the 24th?
Two Saturdays.
No, I'm not available the
24th.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you're not available.
Are you
available?
I'm having a pool party.
Woo!
You're having a
pool party
with your mama.
Jersey.
No,
she's
going.
In Dirt Jersey?
Nah, I'm from Jersey.
I was
born.
And make sure y'all tune into my new show, The Side Joint, every Saturday, 10 a.m. We're interviewing any and everybody. And I'm going to have y'all three on there one day. We're going.
Listen.
It's an early morning show. Like I said, it's 10 a.m. 10
a.m.
So,
I appreciate
it. I want y'all to come because y'all be the first drinkers on my show at 10 a.m.
We would brunch at 10 a.m.
Oh, mimosas.
Yes, mimosas.
I didn't get no damn mimosas. I'm from Philly. I'm from North Philly. I'm not drinking no mimosas. I'm from North Philly.
You can have.
We drink a hard liquor at 10 a.m.
You have an incredible haul. It doesn't even matter. 10
o'clock in the morning?
10 o'clock in the morning. I start drinking at 6. I used to drink at, what's time drinks over? 9? 9:01. I would start drinking.
I don't know. But, August 29th.
And
August 12th, we are going to have Ignorant Pinkies Podcast, Time with Sean. It's a cookout with Sweet Love. We're so excited. We're going to have a showcase of vendors there. I'm very excited. A DJ contest. Giveaways, all of these things are going to happen on August 29th. It is free for you to come. We're going to be at North George Hill starting at 2 p.m. We are paying a lot of money. Girlfriends of 215, Ignorant Thinkers Podcast, and Amari Eats. We love you guys.
Shout out to Amari Eats. I heard she cooked real good.
Listen, Amari Eats
is
our go-to caterer. She also has her seasoning line, but she has been our go-to caterer for all our events. And she is coming to you guys from Alabama for this event. So excited! If you guys have any comments about soul ties, soulmates, drop them down in the comment section. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Sweet Love_TMA. We have a YouTube page. You should check us out.
Nice.
You like our YouTube page?
Yeah, looks nice.
We're about to get some merch out there.
I even have y'all on my YouTube page.
Ooh.
And a lot of people didn't even know that. And shout out to production because I had to prove her wrong. She called me out one day going to say, you ain't even following us with love. And I said, I got y'all on my YouTube page.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got a link for y'all in my bio.
Oh. All the love.
Right.
We appreciate it. Thank you guys for joining.
Love y'all.
We love you. But don't forget to wash your hands.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
Wear these motherfucking
titties in the camera. Good Lord.